Melissa Barrera after Scream 7 firing for accusing Israel of genocide. I condemn anti-Semitism, Islamophobia. By Paul Bois on November 24, 2023. Actress Melissa Barrera has issued her first statement after being fired from the Scream franchise for accusing Israel of genocide. "First and foremost, I condemn anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. I condemn hate and prejudice of any kind against any group of people," she wrote in a statement posted to her Instagram story Wednesday. Citing her Latino-Mexican heritage, Barrera then said that she felt a responsibility to raise awareness about certain issues. "As a Latina, a proud Mexicana, I feel the responsibility of having a platform that allows me the privilege of being heard. And therefore I have tried to use it to raise awareness about issues I care about and to lend my voice to those in need," she said. "Every person on this earth, regardless of religion, race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation or socioeconomic status, deserves equal human rights, dignity and, of course, freedom. I believe a group of people are not their leadership, and that no governing body should be above criticism," she continued. "I pray day and night for no more deaths, for no more violence, and for peaceful coexistence. I will continue to speak out for those that need it most and continue to advocate for peace and safety, for human rights and freedom. Silence is not an option for me." As Breitbart News reported, Barrera ignited a firestorm of criticism when she not only referred to Gaza as a concentration camp but also accused Israel of genocide and ethnic cleansing in its war against Hamas in retaliation for the horrific October 7 terrorist attack, which claimed around 1,200 lives, most of whom were civilians. "Gaza is currently being treated like a concentration camp," she wrote. "Cornering everyone together, with nowhere to go. No electricity, no water, people have learned nothing from our histories. And just like our histories, people are still silently watching it all happen. This is genocide and ethnic cleansing." As noted by The Hollywood Reporter, THR, Barrera helped usher the Scream franchise into a new generation with the 2022 feature that earned $137.7 million globally and combined generations of cast members from the franchise. Barrera's Sam Carpenter was the lead of that film, and the older sister of Jenna Ortega's Tara. Barrera also starred in Scream V, which was released in March and topped $168.9 million at the global box office, added THR. Director Christopher Landon, Happy Death Day, who will be helming the new installment, released a statement in response to her firing, insisting he had nothing to do with it. "Everything sucks. Stop yelling. This was not my decision to make," Landon said. Spyglass, the company behind the film, issued a strongly worded denunciation of Barrera's original post. "Spyglass' stance is unequivocally clear. We have zero tolerance for anti-Semitism or the incitement of hate in any form, including false references to genocide, ethnic cleansing, Holocaust distortion or anything that flagrantly crosses the line into hate speech," a Spyglass spokesperson told Variety. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect a revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.